yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
France has a dark colonial past which dates back to the 16th century. France colonized vast territories in the Americas, Asia, Africa, and elsewhere. France's colonial past still haunts its present and the entire humanity. The colonial rule in Africa is perhaps the most embarrassing period in France's modern history. The French control over Africa expanded over much of North, West, and Central Africa. Mauritania, Senegal, Mali, Ivory Coast, Benin, Niger, Chad, the Central African Republic, and Algeria were among France's colonies in Africa. France had a thirst for energy to become a global power. And Africa had massive oil reserves plus invaluable natural resources like uranium, gold, diamonds, and iron. What's known as the Second French Colonial Empire in Africa began with the conquest of Algiers in 1830. And so began the decades of economic slavery, theft of natural resources, and subjugation of local authorities.
The French policy in Africa was the same as every other European nation. That was their involvement in the Atlantic slave trade, the establishment of colonies, both in the Caribbean as well as on the African continent. The purpose of slavery and colonialism was the maximum exploitation of African labor and resources, and that continues to be their policy today.
The French did almost everything to keep their grip on Africa, and in trying to keep it, human lives did not matter to them at all. An instance of France's brutality against Africans seeking independence was the 1945 massacre of Algerian pro-independence protesters. In May that year, French soldiers attacked and killed tens of thousands of Algerians near the eastern town of Sétif. According to the official Algerian version, 45,000 people were killed and most of their bodies were burned following the horrific massacre. It is estimated that over 1 million Algerians were killed by the French and their allied gangs during the 8-year Algerian War of Independence. But such brutality failed to stop African nations from fighting against the colonialists. Pro-independence movements across Africa grew in strength. Most French colonies became independent in the 1960s. But the French were still energy thirsty and the African resources were too tempting. And so they found ways to manipulate African politics to gain advantages. France began portraying itself as the guardian of its former colonies. General de Gaulle, who was the French president from 1959 to 1969, set up an Africa unit. Those close to General de Gaulle developed a network including unpopular African politicians and intelligence agents to maintain control in the former colonies and protect France's economic interests. The manipulative system of personal networks which backed such policies became known as France-Afrique. In fact, Paris began pursuing a neocolonial policy in Africa by backing African dictators while their people were left in extreme poverty. Ever since, successive French governments have often intervened militarily in Africa to keep puppet regimes in power. Between 1962 and 1995 alone, the French intervened in Africa militarily 19 times. The interventions were ostensibly aimed at protecting French nationals or put down revolts against legitimate governments. But any military support for an African government was contingent on its commitment to protect French interests. French military interventions continue to this day.
French colonialism is alive and well. They still have colonies in the Caribbean as well as the Indian Ocean. Their relationship to many of the former French colonies in Africa is still one of dependency and super exploitation. We see that in the case of Niger as well as other former French colonies on the African continent, as well as in other parts of the world.
These are French soldiers patrolling an area in central Mali. They are part of French-led Operation Barkhane in Africa's Sahel region. France has deployed 3,000 troops to five of its former colonies: Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger. The French military says the Chad-based Operation Barkhane is aimed at fighting terrorism and militancy in the Sahel region. Critics say France's military has a mission to secure French access to oil and other resources. Today, France has several thousand more troops in other African countries like Gabon and Ivory Coast, which are important trading partners for their former colonial master. The decades of French military presence in Africa has left France with a network of large military bases that survived into the present day. The red dots on this map show the French bases across Africa. It's not only the French military that's everywhere in the former colonies. Major French corporations have a massive presence there. Oil giant Total, nuclear giant Areva, and the telecom group Orange are just some of them.
We can see in Niger that the mining of uranium is done by a French corporation, Areva. This is the case in other former African colonies. If they would lose these exploitative relationships with these various colonies in Africa and other parts of the world, it would even damage further the French economy, which is still performing at a very, very underdeveloped rate.
But the economic profits from the former colonies are far beyond that. Over a dozen Western and Central African states still use the colonial-era CFA currency that's still controlled by Paris. Countries using this currency have to deposit a large part of their foreign exchange reserves with the French Treasury. Critics believe the French-controlled system has hampered the region's economic growth, while it hugely profits France. Africa is still critically important for France. Former French President Jacques Chirac acknowledged that without Africa, France will slide down into the rank of a third world power. Many French presidents have pledged to end their country's domination of African nations and treat them as partners and equals. But in practice, nothing has changed. French President Emmanuel Macron was once especially energetic while talking about his plans to shift policy towards Africa. Before taking office, he stepped up criticism of his country's colonial past. He said it involved barbaric acts and are today known as crimes against humanity.
Colonization is part of French history. It is a crime against humanity. It's genuinely barbaric, and it is part of a past which we must confront also by apologizing to those against whom we committed these acts.
But since taking office, the French president has backpedaled. He has opted for a more traditional interpretation of France's policy towards Africa. Macron now even criticizes African leaders for the poor status of democracy in their countries. He seems to have forgotten the decades of French support for dictators who oppressed their people but remained in power because they never said no to their colonial master.
I don't see Macron is not going to do anything different than Sarkozy did. Macron is a pawn of the oligarchic interest in France. There is going to be, he's been groomed in that regard. He's like the Obama of France. And so, no, he's not going to do anything differently. There's no evidence whatsoever he's going to do anything differently than what Sarkozy did.
Today, Africa is grappling with many acute problems like endless conflicts, abject poverty, overdependence on international aid, and lack of effective leadership and management. Many of these challenges have their roots in Africa's past and present relations with France. What's obvious is that Africa still has a big French problem.